540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New state funding is heading to Milwaukee to train hundreds of healthcare workers and fill critical roles. Governor Tony Evers announced more than $400,000 in grants, with most going to Bell Ambulance and Ascension Columbia St. Mary's. The programs will train paramedics, EMTs, and medical staff, including the new X-ray operator track. A five-point plan to improve some Milwaukee neighborhoods is underway. Common Ground and city leaders gathered Sunday to launch Southside Safety, an effort to make the area south of I-94 safer and to improve the quality of life for those that live there. Officials noted that part of the plan includes tackling crime and creating relationships with police, the goal being able to help people be unafraid of leaving their homes at night. Two people connected to the shooting that killed a Milwaukee police officer and wounded another have been sentenced. Authorities say 23-year-old Brashawn Tyler got a three-year prison sentence for firearm possession as a felon. 20-year-old Jermella Kidder was sentenced to time served for harboring a felon. The case stems from a June 2025 ambush that left Officer Kendall Corder dead and Officer Christopher McCray injured. This comes after 23-year-old Tremaine Jones was convicted earlier this month of multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. The Milwaukee Public Museum is giving people one last chance to experience Streets Alive before the final event wraps up Saturday. The program has people in period clothing talking with guests inside the Streets of Old Milwaukee exhibit. The museum says this is the last year in its current building and the exhibit will stay open through 2026. Leaders plan to replace it with the new Nature and Culture Museum of Wisconsin, now under construction on the city's northwest side. Not everyone supports the move. A group called Preserve MKE says the move was pushed with misleading claims about the building and its roof. They also say the new plan is costly, lacks public input, and could strip away beloved parts of the museum's history. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now under scrutiny, and the state may have to repay it. A federal audit says the Department of Public Instruction gave funds to nearly 200 ineligible private schools and lacked proper oversight. State officials pushed back, saying they followed federal guidance and that the claims are based on missing or misunderstood information. Federal officials are reviewing the findings and will decide what happens next. Wisconsin Rapids is taking early steps towards possibly bringing a data center to the area, while also hearing concerns from people living there. City leaders have approved a zoning update to define and regulate data centers before any proposals are formally submitted. Officials say they want to be proactive, as other communities have struggled with similar projects. A local group opposed to the idea is holding a meeting, and a public hearing is set for early May. Another attempt to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps has failed in court, keeping the current lines intact. Judges say they're bound by the state Supreme Court, which has ruled these kinds of political questions can't be decided by lower courts. The challenge came from a group arguing the maps are unfair to Democrats. Backers of the maps call the decision a win, and the case could now move to appeal. The Madison Metropolitan School District is expected to see a significant decline in enrollment. Projections reported by the Cap Times show the district expects to lose more than 700 students over the next 5 years. Those numbers came from the district's initiative to redraw district maps, which will be voted on next February. The report comes after Madison lost about 100 students for this school year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A scary moment for a Brewers pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tonight at AmFam Field. Some scary moments last night for the Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick, who said he lost his vision while on the mound in the second inning.
I couldn't see a good 15, 20 seconds. Felt like my eyeballs were at the top of my head. Like, it was, like, blurry. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, you know, a feeling I definitely don't want to have again.
The 27-year-old right-hander had his blood pressure checked later. Manager Pat Murphy.
He threw up in between innings and had some stomach stuff that he's battled all year. And then when he got back out there, like the blood kind of rushed to his head or whatever, and he couldn't focus for a minute. So we gave him a little break, and then he was fine.
The Brewers went on to win 13-2 thanks to an 8-run rally in the sixth. College basketball, more March Madness. A proposal to expand the tournament from 68 to 76 teams next year. The NCAA to make a decision next month. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 54 for a high today. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two in the afternoon and a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.